Chapter 15. Future Happiness. Harriet answered Emma's letter politely, but she did not wish to meet her. Isabella had invited Harriet to stay with her family in London for 2 weeks. Harriet accepted the invitation, and soon she travelled to London. Mr. Knightley came to Hartfield every day, and Emma was now very, very happy. Emma went to call on Jane Fairfax, who was still living with her aunt and grandmother. This time, Jane ran down the stairs and greeted Emma warmly. Jane looked very happy and beautiful. Emma was about to speak when she heard Mrs. Elton's voice in the little sitting room. So Emma just smiled and held Jane's hand for a moment. Then both young women walked upstairs. Miss Bates was not at home, so Mrs. Elton was sitting and talking to old Mrs. Bates. Mrs. Elton was looking very cheerful, and Emma soon knew why. Mrs. Elton knew about Jane's secret engagement, and she thought that Emma did not know about it.
"Well, Miss Woodhouse, do you not think that our dear friend Jane is looking much better?" Mrs. Elton said with a laugh. "Dr. Perry must be a very fine doctor, but perhaps he has had help from a certain young man. No, no. I promised that I would not say anything. We must all visit Box Hill again soon, Miss Woodhouse. Some of us were not feeling very happy that afternoon."
Soon after this, Miss Bates returned to the house.
"Oh, my dear Miss Woodhouse, I am delighted that you have come. Yes, our dear Jane is now so much better. Dr. Perry, such a charming young man. And Mrs. Elton, you are here too, bringing Jane good wishes for—oh, Mr. Elton will be coming here soon?
Miss Bates sounded even more worried and nervous than usual. Mrs. Elton smiled and nodded.
"Mr. Elton is meeting me here. He is very late," she said. "Mr. Knightley must be busy with him at Donwell Abbey. Mr. Elton was meeting him there, you know."
When Mr. Elton arrived, he was hot and tired.
"Knightley was not at Donwell Abbey," he said angrily. "I walked all that way, and in the heat, for nothing. Knightley's servants did not know where he was. Knightley does not usually forget meetings of that kind."
Emma smiled. She guessed that Mr. Knightley was at Hartfield, waiting to see her. She stood up, and Jane walked downstairs with her.
"I very much wanted to talk to you, Miss Woodhouse," she said. "But with Mrs. Elton there—" "I might have asked too many questions," Emma said, finishing Jane's sentence. She smiled. "You must be tired of answering them."
"I am happy that you are so interested in me, after all that has happened," Jane replied. "I should be giving you apologies and reasons for my bad behaviour. I was so cold to you, but I could not explain why. The secret was not only mine, as you know."
"Say no more," Emma said. "Let us forgive each other at once. You will soon be leaving Highbury and all your friends here."
"I shall stay in Highbury until the Campbells and the Dixons return from Ireland," Jane replied. "There will be 3 months of mourning for Mrs. Churchill, and then Frank and I will be married."
"I am so pleased that you are not leaving Highbury yet," Emma said. "I am so pleased that you and Mr. Churchill will be together. And I am pleased that we will be friends."
A few days later, Mrs. Weston gave birth to her baby. The Westons named the little girl Anna. All the Westons' friends were delighted. "I am sure that little Anna Weston will be as spoilt as you were, Emma," Mr. Knightley said with a laugh. "But spoilt children improve as they get older. You were spoilt, and you improved, my dearest Emma. Then he stopped laughing and looked into her beautiful hazel eyes. You have called me Mr. Knightley since you were a child. From today, I should like you to call me by my first name, George.
Oh, I cannot do that, replied Emma, smiling. I have always called you Mr. Knightley, and I shall continue to call you Mr. Knightley. I shall call you George just once, in church, when we are married.
Mr. Knightley showed Emma a letter from his brother John. In his letter, John congratulated them both on their engagement. The family would be coming to Hartfield in August, and Harriet would return to Highbury with them. Emma now knew that she must tell her father about her engagement to Mr. Knightley. She made her plan carefully. First, Emma would tell her father the news, and then Mr. Knightley would come in and speak to Mr. Woodhouse too. At first, when he heard the news, old Mr. Woodhouse was very upset. He could not understand why Emma wanted to get married.
"You and I are happy, are we not, Emma?" he said. "Mr. Knightley comes to Hartfield nearly every day. Why must anything change? First Isabella got married, then dear Miss Taylor got married, and now you. This news is very upsetting."
"But Isabella and Miss Taylor both left Hartfield, Papa," Emma said. "Mr. Knightley will be living here with us. He will look after us both."
After thinking for several minutes, Mr. Woodhouse agreed to the arrangement. Next, the Westons had to be told the good news. They were surprised, but very happy. Mr. Weston had soon told everyone in Highbury. Everyone in Highbury approved of the match, except for the Eltons. Mr. Elton did not care very much, but Mrs. Elton did not like the news at all. Emma Woodhouse was going to become Mrs. George Knightley. Mrs. Elton was not pleased.
"Poor Knightley," Mrs. Elton said to her husband. "And how clever of Miss Woodhouse to have caught the most important gentleman in Highbury. It is a pity that we can never invite Knightley to the vicarage alone again."
Time passed quickly, and it was nearly August. Mr. Knightley came to Hartfield one day and said, "I have something to tell you, Emma. I do not know if you will think that my news is good or bad."
"You are smiling, so it must be good news," Emma replied. "If you are happy, then I am happy too. Who or what is the news about?"
"Harriet Smith," Mr. Knightley replied. "Harriet Smith is to marry Robert Martin." At first, Emma was so surprised that she could not speak. "You are not happy about it, Emma," Mr. Knightley said.
"No, no, you are wrong," Emma replied. "I am very happy, but I cannot believe that Robert Martin has proposed to Harriet again, and that she has accepted him. Tell me more. How? Where? When did this happen?"
"Robert Martin went to London on business 3 days ago," Mr. Knightley said. "I asked him to take some papers to my brother John." That evening, John and his family invited Robert Martin to the theatre, and Harriet Smith was there too. They all had a good time. The next day, John invited Robert to dine with them. After dinner, Robert spoke to Harriet. He proposed to her again, and his proposal was accepted. "I saw Robert this morning," Mr. Knightley went on, "and he was very happy. I am sure that Harriet will soon tell you more." Emma was so happy that she wanted to dance and sing. After 5 unhappy weeks, Harriet had found happiness again. The next day, Mr. Woodhouse and Emma went to Randall's to see the Westons and their new baby. They were sitting with Mrs. Weston when two people walked past the window. "It is Frank and Miss Fairfax," Mrs. Weston said. "Frank came here this morning, and Miss Fairfax is spending the day with us too." A few minutes later, Jane, Frank, and Mr. Weston came into the sitting room. Mr. Weston was carrying his baby daughter. Everyone admired the beautiful child. Frank walked over to Emma and sat next to her.
"I must thank you, Miss Woodhouse," the young man said quietly. "You wrote kind words about me in your letter to Mrs. Weston. I hope that you have not changed your mind about me."
"No, Mr. Churchill. I am pleased to see you again and to shake your hand," Emma said.
Frank smiled and looked at Jane.
"She is looking well, is she not?" he said. "Miss Woodhouse, I am surprised that you did not guess our secret. I nearly told you once. I should have told you. I know that now. I hope that my uncle, Mr. Churchill, will come from Richmond to see Jane soon," Frank said. "I feel so far away from her when I cannot be in Highbury. Are you not sorry for me, Miss Woodhouse?"
"I am very sorry for you, Mr. Churchill," Emma said with a laugh.
Frank smiled.
"I have to give you and Mr. Knightley my congratulations too," Frank said. "Mr. Knightley is a very fine, good gentleman. But do look at Jane, Miss Woodhouse. Is she not beautiful, with her pale skin and dark hair? She is far too good for me."
When Emma left Randall's, she thought about Frank Churchill and Mr. Knightley. Emma knew that Mr. Knightley was a much finer gentleman than Frank Churchill. A few days later, John Knightley brought his family to Highbury, and Harriet was with them. Emma immediately gave Harriet her congratulations, and the pretty girl looked very happy. Soon, Robert Martin was invited to Hartfield too. In the next few weeks, Harriet did not see so much of her dear friend, Emma Woodhouse. Harriet was too busy at Abbey Mill Farm, planning her wedding. Before the end of September, Robert Martin and Harriet Smith were married. The vicar, Mr. Elton, performed their marriage ceremony in the little church in Highbury. By that time, Jane Fairfax had left Highbury and she was living in London with the Campbells. Mr. Frank Churchill was in London too. Jane and Frank were going to get married there in November. Mr. Knightley and Emma planned to get married in October, while John Knightley and his family were still in Highbury. But Mr. Woodhouse was very unhappy when he heard the news. October was far too soon. Emma did not want to upset her father. She did not know what to do. Then something happened which made Mr. Woodhouse change his mind. Thieves stole some chickens from Mrs. Weston's poultry house one night. Chickens were stolen from other people's poultry houses on following nights. Mr. Woodhouse was very frightened and upset.
"The same thieves might break a window at Hartfield, climb inside the house, and steal everything," he said.
Then he thought about Mr. Knightley.
"If Mr. Knightley comes to live at Hartfield, we will all be safe," he said happily.
So Mr. Knightley and Emma suggested a day in October for their wedding, and old Mr. Woodhouse was happy to agree. Only a few friends were invited to the quiet wedding, and Mr. Elton performed the ceremony. Mrs. Elton was not there, but she heard all about it from Mr. Elton. He described the wedding ceremony and Miss Woodhouse's dress. Mrs. Elton was very disappointed with her husband's description of the wedding.
"Your description makes me believe that the dress was not elegant and that the ceremony was very dull," she said to her husband.
However, All the true friends of Emma Woodhouse and George Knightley thought differently. They thought that Emma's dress was very elegant. She looked very beautiful, and the ceremony was perfect. And all the friends' good wishes came true. The marriage of Mr. and Mrs. George Knightley was a long and very happy one.